September Tomatoes by Karina Borovich, first published in the journal Ecotone in 2013. The whiskey stink of rot has settled in the garden, and a burst of fruit flies rises when I touch the dying tomato plants. Still, the claws of tiny yellow blossoms flail in the air as I pull the vines up by the roots and toss them in the compost. It feels cruel. Something in me isn't ready to let go of summer so easily, to destroy what I've carefully cultivated all these months. Those pale flowers might still have time to fruit. My great-grandmother sang with the girls of her village as they pulled the flax. Songs so old and so tied to the season that the very sound seemed to turn the weather. The first time I read this poem in full was just right now to you. I chose it from the Poetry Foundation website this morning because I really enjoyed the first line that I read, which was the whiskey stink of rot. And oh my gosh, is that not an accurate way of describing gardens that are in their approaching their dormancy stage, or their end stage if they're annual plants. I like this poem because it, for me at least, highlights the conflicting feelings that come with having a garden or doing yard work, or even beyond that, how hard it can be to destroy something that you have carefully cultivated, especially if it doesn't feel like there's enough time for the thing to be cultivated, or if it does feel like there's enough time, but you know there's not enough time. I'm not articulating that well. The poet does a better job than I do, which is why I read you the poetry and try not to talk too much. Yeah, it can be hard to let go of things that we've worked hard for. And I like how she flips that on its head in the last stanza with my great-grandmother sang with the girls of her village as they pulled the flax. Songs so old and so tied to the season that the very sound seemed to turn the weather. That reminds me of the power of community when we're all working together to the same thing, to do the same thing, can really feel like a marker of time. And I also love the idea of song, how songs become part of the ritual, how the songs signal the turning of the time. And we see that in our holidays. We see that with Halloween songs, which I'm so excited to listen to all the proms coming up in 5 days. 5 days! And I mean, everyone knows Christmas songs. Everyone can name at least one Christmas song off the top of your head. Shout out Paul McCartney, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. You are my unironic current favorite. But yeah, going back to songs. Songs that seemed to turn the weather. I wonder if there's a way that we can create that in ourselves when there's some resistance or reticence to moving into the next phase that's necessary, even if it hurts to do so, even if you think that there might still be time, but in your heart, you know there isn't. September Tomatoes, indeed. Yeah, I really recommend going to the Poetry Foundation website and reading this poem for yourself. It's short and it's beautiful, and I'm going to be thinking about it all day whilst I do my yard work. And I will be wearing my SPF because it's bright and sunny here in the GTA, and I will be sure to drink my water as I will be working hard. Please be kind to yourself and be kind to others, especially if you're feeling some sort of resistance to change in your life. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes on this glorious Thursday morning. I love you all so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow for a cheeky poem. I love you. Bye.